Rise and shine. International Literacy Day was celebrated yesterday across the world under the theme Literacy in a Digital World. Observed annually on the 8th of September, the day is aimed at raising awareness globally on issues surrounding adult and child literacy. In South Africa, statistics have painted a grim picture of the country's reading culture, with findings indicating that nearly half of the country's children have never read a book with a parent. For more on this issue, we are now joined on the line by Dereshni Mudli, Head of Learning Model of Spark Schools. Dereshni, good morning and thank you so much for joining us on Africa Rise and Shine.
Good morning, Lulu, and thank you for inviting me.
Now, firstly, how grim is the picture of reading in South Africa and is it not improving?
So, Lulu, in 2016, I'm sure everyone's seen it all over the news, there was a study by PIRLS, Progress International Reading Literacy, that stated 8 out of 10 children in grade 4 in South Africa cannot read for meaning. Now, that is a really grim picture. And that was 3 years ago. Those children could or should be in grade 7 now if they were able to improve their reading skills, but I'm not sure what could have happened to address the gap of those early primary reading skills that they needed to gain before getting to grade 4.
Now, what's behind the country's reading crisis?
Well, I'm sure that there are many factors, but I want to go to a report I read in 2017 by the Center for Development and Enterprise. They produced a report about the education crisis in South Africa, and they identified three main priorities for the government to address. One was teacher accountability, so just making sure teachers are in classrooms, adhering to the timetable. And their hypothesis was that teaching and learning would increase by 40% just by having teachers in the classroom. Their second recommendation was that student-teacher preparation in universities be more aligned to reading preparation and teaching children how to read, because that seems to be a big gap in teacher courses in universities. And their third recommendation was teacher professional development while teachers are in service. So just providing high-quality support to teachers to improve learning outcomes.
Now, let's speak about the importance of children reading a book with the parent.
Lulu, I'm going to tell you a story about my two sons. I have three. One is 11 years old and one is 3 years old. And when my 11-year-old was a baby, I read to him from birth, every day, sang songs, engaged with him regularly with books. When I had my second son, life overtook me, and I really neglected that part of parenting. I hardly read books with him. I hardly sang songs with him. And as a result, my first child started talking at one, and my third child, who turned 3 in May, has just started talking. So it just showed me the importance of me engaging with my child, being a role model as a parent, of reading and showing them how much of fun and joy it can be.
That's a very interesting fact, because I think most parents go through that. And with the busy lives that generally people live today, it's very difficult. How do you find a balance to ensure that you make time to read with your children?
So What I was doing was a very westernized approach, and sometimes that's what we see in the movies and we hear and we read about, and we think, so that's the routine. I need to give my child a bath. I need to give them supper. I need to read to them before they go to bed. And that wasn't working out for me. I'm too tired. And so then I realized, hey, I could read anytime. When I get home from work, I'm just going to sit down with them, put books on the floor, and we're going to have fun. And on Saturday, he picked up a book, and because we've been reading it so often, he, out of memory, was able to read this book. It was such a moment.
Right. Now, Dereshni, what needs to be done to foster a reading culture, and whose responsibility is it?
Lulu, I always say it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a community. And so, yes, we do need parents to be role models for their children in terms of being the person that's reading and children looking at their parents and seeing them being a reader. But there's a systemic problem there. What if parents don't have the resources or they are unable to read and be role models to their children. A wise mentor said to me once, hire teachers who are role models of loving literature. And I really thought that that was so valuable. He said, if you have an English teacher in a classroom who is constantly referencing literature to their children, even from grade up, that value will then pass on to the children in the classroom. And lastly, I think a school system. So design a model that firstly provides or fosters a culture for a love for reading and a joy for reading. Maximize the state that the child is in. So they are in school 5 days a week, 6 to 7 hours a day. Let's use that time to make children learn how to read, have a systematic phonic approach, have use guided language acquisition strategies in the classroom, create time for reading, and really teach children how to read and love reading.
You know, it goes back to our days when we were reading and just trying to remember, you know, reading was just a culture, a part of the growing up and the family. And as you say, if you have a teacher who is very passionate about literature, it makes a huge difference. Reflecting on literacy, the theme for this year, literacy in a digital world.
So I'm such an old-fashioned teacher. I love books, just good old-fashioned books that I can turn the pages on. But there is so much of value in using the changing times to support this crisis that we have. Before I tell you what I think we should do on like how the digital world can support the crisis, I want to tell you about a colleague who met a youth in Soweto. She was standing on the street and this youth approached her and said, you know, I'm just going to stand with you till you get your Uber. And she said, thanks. Can you tell me where I am? Because I cannot see the street name and I don't know where it is. And he looked at the app and he says, I can't help you with that. And she says, why? And he says, I don't know how to read. And following that, she used to communicate with him via WhatsApp. And every time she texted him, he would voice note her back. And then she realized, like, he's using the digital world to communicate, but still isn't able to read. And funny enough, his dream was to become a doctor, and he really believed that he was going to. So saying that, I think we can use the digital world, because another fact that the mentor mentioned to me was, when you give a child a book to read, there's nothing inaccurate about it. The child is just going to practice reading. And that can only get better. When we think about mathematical skills, you could practice that incorrectly and then think that that is correct. But with reading, you are just merely reading and you're trying to figure out what is this saying to me. And if it makes sense, then you know you've read it correctly. And putting books onto multimedia is just a way to get children to interact with a device and interact with content that we want them to master. So I think we can really make use of EdTech and improve reading in South Africa.
Dureshni, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll leave it there for now.
Thank you, Lulu. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Dureshni Moodley.